Melon speaking.
Oh, no, sorry, I was after Roy. Is he around?
I'll just get him for you. Hang on. Roy.
Yep. Come on, get out of bed, mate. Right, who is it?
Hello?
Yeah, g'day, Scotty, James and Ari from QFM State of Play here. How are you?
Very well, yourself?
Not too bad. Now, I understand you've got a wedding coming up, Roy.
I do indeed. Good friend of mine, although I've lost him. Lost him to a female. Not too happy about it.
And, would you... No, as you wouldn't
Another
be.
One down.
Does she know about that? Does she know how you feel about it?
She certainly does. She's a very obnoxious filly.
And
I'm lost for words. She belongs on the track, let me say that.
Now, you have to give a speech, don't you? You're a bit nervous about?
A bit nervous about it. Want to try out my material.
Well, look, I know we had a call from a friend of yours, Nigel, who said that you might want to try it out on the public before you actually said it in private, Roy. So we're going to give you that opportunity. Are you ready for it? Would you like us to call back? I mean, you know, are you ready to practice? Are you ready to rehearse?
I'm ready to rehearse. I've got my glass of water here.
Okay. Well, Roy, take it away, mate. Give us your wedding speech for your friend getting married.
Thank you very much. Take my boxing gloves off. Right, here we go. Bride and groom, Mr. MC, ladies and gentlemen, the venue, Ellerslie, for Curtis and Marion today. Curtis, of course, out of Beryl and Matthew Argyle. Well-bred, good friend. Odds on meeting someone like him, 100 to 1. At school on the track, he was hard and fast. I was always left the jockey for second position. The fillies, of course, very fond of Curtis, anxious for that chance in the saddle. Pardon me, Marion. He's a very popular man, won the hearts of many. Didn't see much of him during our late teens. He was involved in meetings all the time. Then, of course, he went away now, away down to Christchurch. It was a lonely time for me, you know. It's as if a partier dies when a mate leaves. But somehow I got through it. Looking back now, my toll bill was bloody huge with a constant ringing to find out how Curtis was getting on down at Addington. And I'm just bloody happy to be here today to celebrate with you all. Now, on a personal note, I feel like I've always been a length and a half behind, balancing delicately on the rails. A fear of failure, is it success? Each way, it doesn't give you a good feeling on the inside. So I'd glance around and there on the outside always was Curtis. Curtis, my mate, look, we'd laugh and play footy and laugh and get McDonald's to go. And then along comes Marion, maid Marion, who destroyed the whole foundations of my relationship with Curtis. Excuse me, mate. Come to think of it, I'm surprised I got an invite to this celebration at all based on her appalling behaviour. Monopolising him, monopolising his time to the point of insanity. Oh, goodness gracious, there could have been a nasty fall there, I would think to myself. But I never acted on those impulses. She could have been in hospital by now. And so, consequently, I was there for the rest of the package. Curtis and Marion picked up the pace. I'd asked them to dinner parties, but they were always a no-show. I work only 200 metres from their home now, New Zealand Post. All they have to do is walk from their home straight. They sent me a birthday card once, and there was nothing in it. Look, I'm just about at the finish line of my speech. Not fatal now. It's going to be a tight finish. I promise, Curtis, we could still be friends, mate, but old Marion wins you. Marion, buy a length and a half of rope and hang yourself with it. You're monopolising tart. You're the winner today. It'll be a photo finish for you and Curtis. We're all behind you. This prize cup of bubbly I'll raise to you. The extraordinary bride and groom. She works for wins where it all starts. Curtis, you mean the world to me, mate. Marion, you're worth all of $2 even, or $1.40. Try and stick to with a disease, mate. And the next speaker on the card will be Auburn.
Gold.
I'm sorry, mate. I got a bit emotional during that. He's a one of a kind. I've lost him.
You might want to...